This is news on Missouri Net. I'm Bill Wise. Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey reported several earthquakes in southeast Missouri yesterday. Two larger quakes were originally reported as 2.8 magnitude each. They were later each downgraded to 2.7 magnitude. According to USGS, there have been 12 earthquakes in the last week in the New Madrid seismic zone. Critical bridge repair is getting underway around the state, spurred by the first installment of state money to MoDOT, says Agency Director Patrick McKenna.
We're going to be with the commission in the next couple days, and they're going to be authorizing and approving additional contracts for that bridge program. We're going to have over 45 bridges under contract before the year is out, and that'll be all $50 million made available in the first fiscal year of the program.
Those projects are boosting construction hiring in the state, making Missouri one of the busiest builders in the nation in August. The governor will announce progress on bridge repairs at a press conference in Roachport tomorrow, the site of a major interstate bridge over the Missouri River. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Research Branch uprooting from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City has resulted in nearly 80% of its staff quitting and several regular reports getting stalled.
The USDA's Economic Research Service will delay or not release reports on things about oil production, agriculture, commodities, and food pricing. Washington, D.C.-based media website The Hill says other reports impacted include ones about the way food stamps affect rural economies, the drivers of the opioid crisis, and health insurance coverage in farming households. Several government agencies, farm groups, and economists use the reports. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Hay season is winding down in southeastern Missouri. Rachel Hopkins, a University of Missouri Extension specialist, says some farmers are finishing up their second cutting, and the numbers are outstanding considering the flooding problems this year. Hopkins hopes the good weather will continue.
We've had actually a pretty good stretch of weather for the past 2 to 3 weeks for putting up second cutting hay. We've had a huge, huge amount of hay this year.
A new Missouri report says the state's life expectancy has declined for the sixth straight year. During a U.S. Senate floor speech, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the future of America will be defined by how this challenge is met.
And in my state, it is a struggle shared by white and black alike and by everybody of every race, because the breakdown of family and neighborhood, the loss of good work, and the epidemic of addictive drugs, these things don't know racial boundaries. This is a struggle we are in together.
The report says the leading cause of death continues to be heart disease, followed by cancer and chronic lung disease. Iceland Air will be dropping its flights to and from Kansas City next year. The airline launched nonstop service in 2018 to Iceland from Kansas City as a way for leisure and business travelers to connect to European destinations. Iceland Air cited commercial reasons for ending the service next year. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.